fun within prescribed limits.
Live from the Nashville Sports Radio Studios.
The government and parents everywhere, they tried to ban it.
Welcome back to the George Plaster Show.
He's a fine man.
He's a great broadcaster.
Brought to you by Fort Durham Injury Law. Call George now at 615-844-5600 and online at WNSR.com.
He's a very powerful guy.
And now, here's the man, the myth, the legend, George Plaster.
Thank you for being with us for the 3 o'clock hour. In about 45 seconds, we will be joined by former MTSU and former NC State Athletic Director Lee Fowler. But first, an update from Edmonton. If you were trying to script out what the Predators needed today in Game 2 of this series with Arizona, it could not have worked out, at least so far, any better than it has. Nashville leads Arizona 3-0, 5:30 to play in the second period. They scored a pair of goals in about a five-minute stretch in the first period, Nick Bonino and then Ryan Johansson. And they added a Cali Yarncroke goal about 5 minutes into the second period, and that's where they are right now. John Hines making the decision to start UC Saros in goal, and he has stopped all 17 of the Coyotes' shots. His most impressive and really his toughest assignment was a five-shot barrage right after the Preds took the 1-0 lead. Other than that, it has been a cakewalk so far. 3-0 at the moment. Again, about 5 minutes to play, and Arizona is about to go on a power play with 4:50 left in the second period. And so you are up to date, and we will keep you as updated as humanly possible. We may play glorious at the right times, and then again, a button may get pushed that shouldn't happen.
It slipped. On that one, I'm not going to lie. You caught me.
I love it.
And you know what? Just for that, just for me messing up.
Uh-huh. What are you going to do? Oh, my God, a first.
I gonged myself.
Zach gongs himself. This is, Terry, this is rarefied air, would you say?
Yes, it is.
Terry, before Lee comes on, what preparations are underway right now for your birthday?
Nothing really, just probably a quiet. It does come on a Saturday, probably be a quiet day with the family.
Mm-hmm. A birthday boozola?
No, just a chill out day.
Okay,
it's one of the 2 days of the year that I kind of get to do what I want to do. The other day being Father's Day.
Nice.
The other 363 days, I'm beholden to the family.
I don't doubt that. Let's check in with Lee Fowler, who joins us for what is now a weekly visit. Lee, any thoughts on further birthday celebrations?
Well, we had a lot planned. We're kind of scaling back a little bit right now with the new, the virus kind of growing, and so we're worried about maybe having to call it off because of the pandemic. But Terry, don't take it serious yet. We're still working on it.
Okay.
I mean, what it sounds like to me is that you are using COVID as an excuse.
Not really as an excuse. You know, we were trying to get a group of more than eight together, and they don't really want groups of more than eight. So we're back to the drawing board, and we're looking at maybe a drive-by of Terry's house on that Saturday, since we can't get more of the group together. So it's going to be exciting, though, George.
Oh, it's fine. I probably don't have eight friends anyway.
Lee, Lee, if it'll help, I'll back out of being one of the eight.
George, we weren't including you.
Wow. Gosh. Just like golf,
you already
Watson.
You weren't one of the eight. You already weren't one of the eight, big boy.
Wow. Okay, fine.
I like it. Thanks, Lee. I appreciate that, bud.
So he
needed a good shot. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I've been dishing out more than I've taken recently. So, Lee.
That is very true. Terry and me both, tell you the truth.
Oh, Terry hadn't caught anything other than a couple of little Yankee cheap shots. So, Lee, it looks like all of the leagues are doing their own thing. There doesn't appear to be any uniformity to any of this. And it feels like one flew over the damn cuckoo's nest.
Yeah, and you know, I think there seemed to be an issue about the NCAA telling them whether they're going to have fall sports or not. There's been rumblings among all the Big Five that they may take their ball and go home if they don't allow fall sports to be played, because they don't want to be in the situation, I'm guessing, that just playing football because it's for a lot of money and nothing else being played. So NCAA, of course, is making that decision today about fall sports. Don't know when that's come out. I know your Cracker Jack sports team is on top of it. The second that comes out, we'll know about it. But it seems to me that there's continual talk about the Big Five breaking away if they need to and doing their own thing. And that seems a little scary to me, but they've talked about it for a long time. And, you know, this pandemic has created some situations where they don't like to not be in control. And one of them is somebody tell them whether they can play fall sports or not.
Lee, it seems that while that's gained a lot of momentum, people who kind of put the brakes on it are saying, wait a minute, no matter what you think of the organization, the NCAA basketball tournament is a hell of an event, and it would be a real shame if that thing ended up getting kind of sacrificed because of this.
Yeah, I mean, there's no question about that, George, and I think they're a long way from doing what I talked about, but they at least are talking about it out loud now, and that's probably to get their way. And we'll see what happens with the NCAA. They put it off a couple of Fridays ago and didn't resolve it. So we'll see if they do something today about fall sports. And But I think that this is probably as serious as they've ever been, because they've got a real reason to want to do it. And, you know, if they take their 70, 80 teams out of the NCAA, that tournament's not worth very much. But there's always TV people that would play, and it could probably be worked out, but I think it's a long shot.
Watson, let me get you in the middle of this with Lee, because I keep hearing that what is really needed right now is a czar, a person who ultimately makes the final uniform decision for everybody. Give me, Watson, let me start with you. Give me two or three qualifications that person needs to have, in your opinion, to be effective.
Well, I would say it's the same qualifications, I think, to be the head of the NCAA, and that's experience at college athletics in some way or another, as a coach, as an athletic director. I just don't see, to me, a president that's not down in the middle of all of this every day, has been in his past, to understand all the things that a decision should be made off of. That's, to me, that person needs to be that. He needs to have been an athletic director. He needs to have been a coach and an athletic director, whatever. But he has touched enough of this stuff that he understands all the pieces. You got there's so many pieces to this, Lee. There's the student piece that you got to understand what these student athletes go through. And I don't think a businessman that's ever been involved in college athletics, or a president that's not down in the middle of it, is perfect for that. You got to understand what the administrators and the coaches go through. And then, of course, you've got to understand the universities through the presidents and all that. But an AD has done all of that. So I just think that would be what I would look for, a guy that's been probably in some form an athletic director, and maybe a commissioner of a league would have touched enough. One of those kind of guys, George.
Lee?
Well, yeah, I think Watson's 100% right, and I thought we, as an NCAA, probably haven't been served quite as well as we could have been if we'd had some sort of administrator that was an AD or coach or had been in the athletic department some form. But, you know, other people have thought that business people and presidents should be involved, and we went to that sort of model when we got rid of Sid Dempsey, retired in 2002. And I think Watson's 100% right. You've got to be able to understand the business from top to bottom, and I don't think that's the case right now. Now, having said that, I mean, I can understand the frustrations of the Big Five. I mean, they're doing it at a different level than the other 1,500 schools in the country. You got to remember the NCAA is over Division III and Division II, and there's a lot of people that they're trying to make happy, but the revenue coming in is from the men's basketball and the football TV revenues and conference and bowl games, so that's where all the money comes in. So it's not an easy organization to oversee, but during this time, a guy like Bob Bowlesby, who's been a coach, he's a wrestler in college at Iowa, and you know, he's actually interviewed for that job a couple of times, I think is more in tune to what's going on in college athletics than a president has. Now, I really think that this is the toughest times we've ever been through, and there's no question about that. And so anytime that happens, you're going to, you know, have some warts pop up, and that's what's happening right now at the NCAA. Nobody can really make a decision because you don't have enough facts to make a decision at this point with the virus the way it is. But it is definitely a struggle, and there is definitely a disconnect between the NCAA and the people out in on the college campuses.
Before we take this any farther, an update from Edmonton. They have now played two periods. 3-0 Predators. They have completely dominated, held Arizona to only 4 shots on goal in the second period, and you could not have written a better script for what this team needed in a game two. They've started UC Saros. He's had one big challenge where he came up brilliantly early in the first period, and since then he's been in a rocking chair, and so have they. 3-0 Nashville. They'll start the third period in about 15 minutes. Lee Fowler is with us for what has turned into pretty much a weekly visit on what is going on in the college athletic world. Lee, I took from what you said that Bob Bowlesby, right off the bat, if you had to pluck a name out of thin air, that's one you really like. Watson, is there an obvious for you?
No, there's not. I just think somebody like that that's qualified. The other thing I'd want to bring up that I've always thought for a long time is there needs to be two presidents, or at least a guy underneath this one that runs the Division II and Division III, because the decisions made for Division I don't fit Division I, Division II, and Division III. There needs to be a governing body for those guys, and there needs to be also a governing body for the Division I. FCS is the one, Lee, that gets caught to me in the middle because they've got Division I in all sports except football, and that's 1AA, as we used to call it in those days. So, but what do you think about that, Lee?
No, I think there's no question about that, and I've never felt like there were enough people. The organization didn't have a lot of people that have been on campuses before. And I think that hurts you when you have a guy that's a president who's been on college campus but not involved in the athletic department. Now you've got all your VPs and all those people have only worked in the NCAA. And I know a lot of them have retired, but I know still a lot of them, and very few of them have ever been on a college campus. So it really, you struggle to know what should happen and shouldn't happen when you never experienced it. And it's pretty much down through their association, not just at the top.
So, guys, help me with this. it looks to me, not that I necessarily believe that these plans are going to go through, because I think there are a lot more problems coming. I wonder if they're ever going to play in the fall. But the way each of these conferences has gone about what they're doing, and now you saw the Sun Belt today announcing that they'll begin play Labor Day weekend. Lee, it looks like what you're going to have is the longest college football season known to mankind, with six or seven games Labor Day weekend, a few more the weekend of September 12th, a bunch of them around the 26th. Is that the way this is going to play out?
Well, George, I can tell you without knowing, I wasn't in the rooms, but I've been in a lot of those rooms, and I can promise you they're playing early because they know they can sell their TV rights for more money because the Big Five aren't playing that early. So it's an opportunity for them. Now, whether they'll ever be able to get those teams on the field and play at those dates, but I know why those dates are looking promising to them, because they'll have an opportunity to make some TV money that they normally don't make because it'll be the only football playing.
That's a good point. So what you're telling me is that these networks are going to the secondary, the group of five, and cutting separate TV deals that say, look, if you'll play the weekend of August 29th, September 25th, September 5th, September 12th, we're going to make it worth your while.
I think there's no question about that they'll be playing and playing for more money than their contracts are worth just because of the only game in town.
So I should look to see more of that from the group of five in the next few days?
I think so, as long as they're not in some states that are, you know, like a California where they will have trouble, the Mountain West, and some of those that are in bad situations with the virus. But, yes, I think that you're going to see them try to fill holes, because we all know that they lost those million-dollar games. And you know, we also have to remember the Big Five did it because of medically they could control things better just playing each other. They're, you know, like budgets, they can do the same medical things. They'll know, and Watson's talked about this really well, about, you know, in those games, you know what they've been doing. You know that they have the same abilities to have doctors check them and you know, set up the rules of how they're going to be checked and who's playing and that sort of thing. So I can understand why they've gone to really trying to, really, like the NBA's done, gone in a bubble. That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to narrow down the medical situation with their student athletes and control as much as they can.
Watson, anything you want to add to that?
No, I think that but the problem I think they got, and they may be all scrambling right now, is to come up with these games. They're not going to put on a group of five game against an FCS opponent. They're not, I just don't see TV doing that. They're wasting their time. And then the Power Five games are gone. So if they're going to hunt these games, it's got to be group of five against group of five, Lee. So they may be on phones right now, conference to conference, and saying, Troy will play UAB on the 29th, and just coming up with the games. I think the one that's they're going to get left out completely, to me, are these FCS schools. I just think that they're the ones that are going to lose these games. By the way, it looks right now to me, Lee, would you agree with that? Why in the world would you want to bring somebody to your campus and pay them $500,000 when you're already hurting for money?
Yeah, I think you're 100% right. I think it's, if administrators are running this, that'll be what happens. But sometimes coaches want to play games to get themselves ready. I mean, this is so strange, because most of the time you're dealing with your head coach, what he needs, what he wants, what he thinks will make his team the best. And you've been on both sides of that, Watson. And now we're dealing with trying to just get games in. And so the things that we've thought were normal in the past won't exactly be that way this year, but in the end, people who are winning are going to be trying to do things that get them to those last four positions, if we ever get there in the fall or the spring.
Let's go to the break. Terry, get ready with your questions for both Lee and Watson. Then around 3:32, We will open up the phone lines. I got two lines that are available to do it today at 844-5600. I want a couple of people who want to talk some of these issues to jump in. 844-5600 is the number. You hit the phones. We're back with more in a moment.
Blair, what about my medical bills?
They'll all be taken care of through the settlement.
What about me?
You worry about getting better. Do what your doctor tells you. We'll take care of the rest.
What a relief.
Mark Durham, Injury Law, 615-242-9000.
Today we decided to walk to school. At the corner, we waited to cross the street. The stoplight counted down. 15, 14.
41, 31, I mean 13.
We took a left on Carroll Garden Street.
Garden Street?
Loud music was coming from a car. Danny's a smart kid, but he gets so distracted.
There were so many other sounds, I didn't know what to focus on.
Danny, Earth to Danny. Suddenly he realized he forgot his homework again.
I left my homework on the table.
At the school steps, we hugged goodbye. I really hope he doesn't have another bad day at school today.
When you can see learning and attention issues from their side, you can be on their side. That's why there's understood.org, a free online resource for the parents of the 1 in 5 kids with learning and attention issues. Get personalized recommendations, practical tips, daily access to experts, and more. Go from misunderstanding to understood.org. Brought to you by Understood and the Ad Council.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-648-9175. 800-648-9175. That's 800-648-9175.
I'm Blair Durham from Bart Durham Injury Law. We are open 24/7. Our team is working remotely so that we can stay connected during these times. We can get to work for you without a face-to-face meeting. We will get through this together. Our firm has been here 50 years and plan on 50 more. During scary times like these, we have to stay connected. Check out our social media to see how we can help our community and friends. I'm Blair Durham. We will get through this together.
This summer, it's Mega Mayhem at Nashville Shores Water Park. Come on, thrill to our massive all-new family raft ride. At 6 stories tall, it's our largest water slide ever. Soar through its huge tornado funnel. Fly high on its colossal 40-foot wave wall.
Oh yeah, mega thrills, mega fun.
Experience the all-new Mega Mayhem, only at Nashville Shores Water Park. And now, save $10 on one-day adult admission when you buy tickets online at NashvilleShores.com. Park open daily.
This is the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show.
Welcome, Angie McCartney.
When he'd come home, Jim would say to him, "How are your bowels, son? Are you eating properly?" He'd go, "Oh, Dad, you know, I'm a beagle. You don't ask me about my bowels." Oh, it's not that funny. Come on,
We didn't expect to be talking about Paul's bowels this morning.
Greg Pogue and News Channel 5's John Burton, WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
Follow George Plaster on Twitter
at @GeorgePlasterTN.
Now, back to the George Plaster Show on Nashville Sports Radio.
Three nothing Predators through two periods. They have not yet started the third period up in Edmonton. As soon as they do, we will give you updates as is needed. The scenario through two periods has been damn near perfect. Whatever you would have hoped the scenario would be, it has been really good. So that's whatever the case. So far, so good. Keep our fingers crossed. Lee Fowler is with us for what has turned into a weekly visit. Watson Brown, Terry McCormick alongside. Terry, you've been listening to all this. What questions have you got for them?
Well, I want to go just a little different direction, but I want to get Lee's opinion, and Watson can certainly chime in too. Late last week, or maybe over the weekend, there was a story that was put out there that a lot of Pac-12 athletes are threatening to opt out or boycott the season if a certain list of demands and all were not met. What's your reaction to this, and do they have any leverage beyond sitting out? Because I would think that if you sit out, you probably don't have a scholarship waiting on you anymore.
Well, I think we've talked a little bit about this earlier with Watson. I think if they opt to do that, there's not much you can do about it. I don't know if Watson's ever experienced, but I was in Memphis once shortly after George left town. We had a boycott of our football team. And
was it because I left?
Yeah, well, no, they're boycotting. And so I was talking to our athletic director, and he said, we're going to cancel practice. And I said, no, you're not. You're going to have practice. See who shows up, and then we'll work out from there. So I think that would be what you'd have to do as a coach. You'd have to see who's going to play and see if you got enough to play and move forward from there, because you definitely don't want to be playing with this virus and make somebody play that they feel like doesn't want to play. Now, if there are other kind of conditions, I'm sure, well, Watson was such a great leader, he probably never went through these, but from time to time issues come up that they want to try to get resolved, and you deal with them and talk about it and try to work it out and move on. So, but if it's about the virus, I don't think you have any options but to allow them to stay in school or transfer or whatever they want to do to you know, if they don't want to play football because of it.
All right. And then, Watson, what's your thoughts on that?
Well, it was more than just the virus for what I read. They were asking the Black Lives Matter pieces to it. There were revenue pieces to it, that they thought that half of the revenue should go more toward athletes and not spending the money on these great facilities and putting it into other sports and doing other things. So it got pretty serious. It was more than just the COVID issue. And those are things you've got to have to work through. I think, Lee, this has been coming for years. The athletes are wanting to have more say in what goes on in college athletics, and it's all been brought on, guys, because of money. It's been brought on because Lee and I have talked about this a bunch in the last month here, is the money being spent on the coaches and the money being spent on the administrators. And when you start having that big a disparity in what you're paying people, then these athletes see that, and they start grabbing. They start saying, wait a minute now. And so this was coming, this COVID thing. I think Lee sped it all up for sure, but there's no doubt these type of issues. And, of course, we've dealt with the different issues with, you know, in our social justice ways, which needed to be dealt with and is going to be and is. But all of this at once has put this back to where the athletes, I think, are trying to take more control. And it's interesting to watch now. I saw where I think Lee, the Pac-12 commissioner, said we're going to sit and deal with this and sit down with you and talk to you about it. So in some ways, I think that what they're asking for, it worked.
Yeah, I think that you can't ignore it. And I've been through, as an administrator, where I've had to sit down with teams, and probably not as they are definitely on the same page now all across the country about the disparity of not getting paid and how much money is being involved in college programs and stuff. And I think you're 100% right, Watson. I think that it's going to be some work dealing with the student athletes now, more so because, you know, so Twitter and all the things that are happening all the country, it doesn't take very long for it to spread from one place to another. It always seems to start in California and move to the east, but you just got to deal with it. You got to sit down with them and reason with them, and I think they'll be able to work it out, but it sure has created a lot of frustration with lots of people.
George?
Okay, let's open up some phone lines. I've got two that are available, so I would ask you, if you have questions or comments for any of this stuff that we're putting out there, go ahead and get in now at 844 844- 844-5600. Again, 844-5600. They are now 2 minutes into the third period in Edmonton. Preds cruising right now. 3-0 lead on Arizona. Trevor in Columbia, Tennessee. Welcome.
Hey, George. How you doing?
I'm good. Hope you are.
I'm doing well. Lee, I'm wondering, I'm thinking, you know, as college football players slowly start to, you know, opt out of the season, and that's going to become more and more frequent as the season gets even closer, do you expect to see some big-name players that already have pretty good draft stock, you know, opt out just for safety and, you know, not even play at all and just say, you know what, I'm gonna focus on me and go get ready for the draft next year?
Hold on the line, because first of all, that's a great question, and I want to ask you something after they answer that. Lee, why don't you start it?
All right, George, I don't think there's any question that you're going to have some of that it's really according to how smooth things go when they start the middle of September in some of these bigger conferences, how smooth the play is, how many people get sick, how many games are canceled. I think that that's going to have a lot to do with a growing number of people that might step back and say, this thing's too crazy, we're playing, we don't know when we're going to play, and, you know, I could get hurt. So I think there will be some of that. Hopefully there won't be that much of it. But as we've talked about before, George, it's going to be an unusual year, and the coaches that can deal with uncertainty will be the ones that will be the most successful this year.
Watson, got any thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, it's already happening, Trevor. You've got a very high draft choice corner from Virginia Tech that's already pulled out. We've got high school kids, guys, that are not playing because of their going to Ohio State or Michigan or whatever, that's already happened, that I'm just not going to play this year and get ready. And, of course, we've had 45 already and going to be more NFL guys pull out. We had quite a few baseball players pull out. So I think it's going to happen. And it might get interesting also, George, if you're on a team not doing well and blah, 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 and you might even see some halfway through a season pull out. I would hate that, but I wouldn't put anything past the thought process, because this is something none of us have ever dealt with before.
Terry, let me ask you this. On the pro level, because there's a union, the NFL coaches and the GMs, you know, they're not about to criticize when an NFL player opts out. But are they likely to hold it against a college kid down the road if he does?
It's possible. I mean, I don't know. You know, you certainly can't, I wouldn't think, fault anybody for being scared of the COVID-19 and with all the things that we've seen and heard about. And you're right, on the pro level, you know, no coach or GM is going to come out against the player, because for one thing, it's collectively bargained that they can, you know, have this right to do that if they want and still have a recourse. I think, you know, on the college level, the players don't have nearly the recourse that the players on the pro level do. And there might be a coach or two that would hold it against the guy, but I think by and large, most people are probably looking at the situation as a whole rather than looking inward toward their own situation.
Trevor, you sound like a younger caller. Do you hear college kids yapping this at all?
You know, I haven't. I've talked with my buddies about it a little bit. And, you know, one thing that we've noticed is, you know, they're not getting the same ramp-up time as they normally would. And, yeah, maybe they're pushing their seasons back a little bit, but there's been no spring football. And kind of if you think about it, maybe that big-name player isn't the one getting hurt, but if his weapons are getting hurt and his stats drop off, and, you know, why would he risk his draft stock if his team isn't going anywhere and he's just going to make himself look bad?
I think it's a great point. I'm with Watson. I don't think we're anywhere near the end of the college opt-outs at all. I look for there to be a lot more of that before it's over. I appreciate you getting involved. Thank you for the call.
Thank you. Have a great one.
It is 3:38. I now have two lines that are open. And I would love for one or two of you out there who are listening to jump in, a couple of hearty souls, to create a sellout as we talk all these various college issues that are going on. 844-5600 is our number. Again, 844-5600. We'll go to the break, then we'll get you a Preds update and take more of your phone calls in just a moment.
Are you looking for the ideal destination for family fun? A place with the best bowling, games, food and drink, and entertainment? Strike and Spare Family Entertainment is the answer. And with five centers in Middle Tennessee, there is a location near you. All open 7 days a week, including holidays. Visit their locations in Donaldson Plaza, Hermitage, and the Tusculum area. And enjoy an enhanced experience in Hendersonville at Circus World, including laser tag, roller skating, bumper cars, Time Freak, a laser maze, a virtual reality roller coaster, and an indoor bungee trampoline. Strike and Spare is expanding their Murfreesboro operations to the old Sears building in the Stones River Mall, with most of the attractions Hendersonville offers. Like them on Facebook for updates on the new Strike and Spare Murfreesboro. Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers are also the perfect place for your next gathering, from birthday parties to family reunions. For more information, visit strikeandspare.com. Remember, there's never a bad time for a good time at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers.
This August, you could win $20,000.
$20,000.
Or even $200,000.
$200,000.
Introducing two new instant games with two ways to play.
Two ways to play.
And two ways to win.
Two ways to win.
Double match and double match bonus.
Double match and double match bonus.
Double the fun. Double the chances. Double the cash. Double match and double match bonus. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Get ready to get your game on with the Tennessee Lottery and fill up your day with fun. Like when you need to upgrade the fun on that road trip. When you could use a little did I just win $50 fun.
Woo, yeah!
Or when you like to add a side of fun to that next snack.
Wow, good.
Would you like some fun with that?
Well, yeah.
Then play the Tennessee Lottery. And for just a dollar or two, you can get your game on. Please remember, play responsibly.
Lynch Tree Service has been helping Middle Tennesseans for more than 25 years. Whether you need tree pruning and maintenance, stump grinding, or even land clearing, Lynch Tree Service is here to help. Their number one priority is to provide customers with the best tree services possible at an extremely competitive price. For more info, give them a call at 615-444-4676 or look them up on the web at lynchtreeservice.com. Lynch Tree Service has been helping Middle Tennesseans for more than 25 years. Whether you need tree pruning and maintenance, stump grinding, or even land clearing, Lynch Tree Service is here to help. Their number one priority is to provide customers with the best tree services possible at an extremely competitive price. For more info, give them a call at 615-444-4676 or look them up on the web at lynchtreeservice.com.
Hey, Bill King here to talk about the Omni Nashville Hotel, like you've heard me do so many times. Bar line specifically. New summer hours, 11 a.m. to 1 a.m. Delicious food and drink. Bourbon barbecue chicken wings. Also, the Bear Bowls burger and everything else you're going to love on that menu. Remember, the Omni is also the location of Commitments Year Number 3, which is December 16th. Bar lines at the Omni Nashville Hotel, 5th Avenue, downtown.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR SkyCan forecast for this afternoon. A 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Partly sunny with a high near 85 with a north-northwest wind 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 64 with a north wind 5 to 10 miles an hour. And tomorrow, partly sunny with a high near 85. Utilizing the resource of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Jeff DeWitt.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Call the George Plaster Show now at 844-5600.
3:42 is the time. Before we do anything else, let's get an update from Edmonton.
Glorious! No, I won't give in! I won't give in!
the moment, the Preds have it in cruise control. 12:40 to play, third period. Preds lead Arizona 3-0. They have knocked the Coyotes' starting goaltender out of the game. Their first goal was Nick Bonino's 19th career postseason goal. That came 7 minutes into the game. 5 minutes later, Ryan Johansson made it 2-0 on a little bit of a fluky goal that went through the old five hole. You had a goaltender that looked like he fell asleep. And then Cali Yarncroak, early in the second period, made it 3-0 Nashville. UC Saros got the start in the game. He's had one big barrage that he had to stop right after the first goal of the game. Arizona had five shots on goal within 45 seconds. He stopped them all, and they are now in cruise control at 3-0. Game three will be tomorrow at 1:30, and hopefully it'll be to try to take a 2-1 lead in the series. Lee Fowler is with us. So is Watson Brown and Terry McCormick. Tony in Nolensville, you are up next.
Hello, George. Hello, everybody.
Howdy.
Guys, I'm going to put y'all. Y'all are the committee, and y'all are in the war room. You've got all of this stuff going on with the COVID, having realigned all these, help these conferences realign themselves somewhat. Everybody is going to the in-conference games. You've got the FCS that's possibly going to lose out, as Watson alluded to earlier. You've got all that going on. You've got to schedule and try to structure through the football season, the upcoming basketball season. In Georgia, we talked about yesterday, three new bowls, now 41 bowl games. Lee, what makes an individual in that war room and on the NCAA committee to want to stay in there and fight through all this? What inspires that individual?
Well, I think it's to have a successful event for whatever event you're trying to have, or a successful season. And of course, you want to do it as safely as you possibly can. And you know, for years on the men's basketball committee, you heard talk when CM and Tom Jernstead ran it for 30-something years. It was all about having the experience for each student athlete to be the same, no matter which site you played at. And we wanted to be as fair a tournament in each four regions as you possibly have. So it's all about trying to put on the best event, whether it's an individual game or conference championships or whatever that you can possibly do. And that's what you're in there trying to get done. And everybody doesn't always agree on everything, but it usually comes out in a pretty good place after a lot of discussion.
We've all got a competitive spirit in us, and we've all played ball, and we all strive to be, you know, in excellence. But at the same time, George, when you get all these different circumstances, and as we've all talked about before, we're in such a crazy time. We're all seeing things and experiencing things right now that I don't think any of us have ever gone through. With that situation it seems like it's a domino effect, and this domino effect has changed almost daily, if not weekly. What would you do, George, different in order to address some of this stuff of what we're going through right now with the football? Let's just say with the football. What would you do different than what you're seeing?
Well, I think the cat has gotten out of the bag. One of the problems I think is going on, and I want these guys to chime in on this, I don't think there's as much trust on the athlete side that the people above them are working in their best interest. I think that the players have sort of galvanized in a, we're being used, we don't get any money, we're not getting anything, and whether you agree with that or not, I think they've galvanized, and I don't think they're trusting what it is being put out, quote, on their behalf. Watson, you kind of chime in on that.
Well, I agree, and I think it all starts with when there were no decisions made and it was passed to everybody, then everybody is looking at each other, and that's when it starts within your athletes. Athletes want leadership. They want discipline. They want to have to do things the right way. They may fuss and say this and that, but down deep, they all want that. After 46 years, that's the one thing I could say. And so many come back to you and say, Coach, thanks for this or thanks for that. I think about my high school coach. And I just thought he was trying to kill us. And yet the things I learned from that man, I tell him at 80-something years old a day, I keep calling him and say, thank you, Coach. And the leadership wasn't there. So what to me should have happened, all right, in May or June, let's hold on a little bit. That's what I would have said if I'm the NC2A president. I'd say, let's hold on a little bit and see. Let's give it a little time here. Then as it got closer, I would have set a start date for everybody. And I think it should have been September 26th. And now everything's under control. Everybody can deal with their schedules, whatever you want to do. But you're not going to play a game before September 26th. We'd be all on the same page. And I don't think you would feel the disarray that we feel all the way down through the athletes. If I was an athlete, Lee, I would feel it. I would be concerned. I don't see anything wrong with them asking, are we doing enough? Am I going to be safe? Because of everything they hear and all the disarray and all the different times. Well, is the SEC being safer than the Sun Belt? If I'm a Sun Belt athlete and I'm starting on the 29th, Are my people taking care of me, or do we need to wait on this a little longer to see if this gets any better or not? That's what I'm talking about, George.
Pretty good answer.
One more question. I'm sorry.
Pretty good answer.
Well, George, one more thing, and George, you might be able to touch on this a little bit better, is with this possibly the Power Fives breaking away from the NCAA and going out on their own, which we all know the Power Fives have the money in their conference to maybe do this and have their championships. If they do, in fact, break away from the NCAA and create their own entity, is it going to be a domino effect, or is it going to be a whole bunch of us against the world or us against everybody else? I'm going to let y'all chime in on that. George, thank you for taking my call. Great show. Lee, good talking to you.
Tony, thank you. Lee, I know you wanted to say something. You go ahead.
Yeah, I want to change my vote on Bob Bozak being the head of the NCAA. I want Watson Brown to be the head of the NCAA now.
You know, I'd let it happen.
Lee,
I would release him.
Do you agree with some of the things I said about that, though? Don't you think leadership started all of this?
Oh, I think there's no question. I think that, you know, in some cases, I mean, they're trying – you're trying to make decisions that you don't have enough information to make. But like you said, if you'd have made it another month, then you got time to change that down the road. But at least everybody would have been on the same situation. They had them all out there trying to make their own decisions. And when that happens, you're going to get decisions that are done in a vacuum and not discussed all over the country. And what you said makes perfect sense, that if you had one starting date, that you know, put it off for a while, then you would have had more national debate about what we all should do.
SEC apparently just announced that fall practices will be delayed until August the 17th. Let me ask you guys this before we get out of here. So all these conferences have got different dates. We're starting on Labor Day. We're starting on the 26th. We're starting on the 12th. When do they make it official that, okay, the news is good enough, we're really doing this? Lee?
Well, I think like the rest of these leagues that have already started, George, as practice starts and you start getting people that get the virus and they shut down, that it's all a new ball game after they actually start practice and have the team start practicing, just like Major League Baseball, NBA, and the others. That's when it all changes. So to answer your question, I think they'll have all these starting dates, but really until they get involved in practice, we won't know whether these dates mean anything.
Well, I got about 30 seconds, Lee. Major League Baseball has dealt with a ton of issues in the first 2 weeks, and they appear to just sort of be making up rules and doing things on the fly. You think it's going to be the same way with college football?
I definitely do, George. It's all about the money. And they're going to do whatever it takes to try to get the money in the house.
Wow, that was a good, quick answer. I appreciate it as always, Lee. Thank you.
All right, George, you guys take care.
Our thanks to Lee Fowler for taking the time to come on for what has turned into a weekly visit here on the show. We'll take our final break, give you one last update from Edmonton. Right now, everything looks great on WNSR.
Blair, what about my medical bills?
They'll all be taken care of through the settlement.
What about me?
You worry about getting better. Do what your doctor tells you. We'll take care of the rest.
What a relief.
Mark Durham Injury Law, 615-242-9000.
The Southern Air Market combines the hospitality of a New Orleans-style neighborhood grocery with the convenience of a New York City bodega to cater to the needs of downtown Nashville residents and visitors. Located in the Pinnacle Building on DeMumbrian and 2nd Avenue next to its sister property, the Southern Steak and Oyster, the Southern Air Market is the first of its kind in the burgeoning SoBro neighborhood. Drop by to choose from shelves stocked with locally sourced sundry goods and produce. A butcher counter full of fresh meat and seafood, French-pressed coffee, made-to-order paninis, and a bevy of craft brews by the bottle. Don't want to leave the house or office? We also deliver at the Southern Air. Find us on DeliveryDudes.com and OrderUp.com. The Southern Air Market is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., and Sundays from noon to 5:30. To learn more, visit SouthernAirMarket.com or call 615-490-8077.
George Plaster and Watson Brown to talk with you about a friend of ours, Jody Jones Dentistry. And Watson, we've both visited this beautiful new studio he has in the Music Row area. Man, it is spectacular.
It sure is. And I've known Jody George since he was a kid. His mom and dad, Doug and Lucy, are as good of friends as I have. It was an honor to coach Jody at Vanderbilt. And Jody was one of those tough guys, very smart, highly competitive, unbelievable work ethic. It does not surprise me that he's had a wonderful dentist practice as he does.
22 years worth, and it includes cosmetic dentistry, veneers, crowns, laser bleaching, and they have a hygiene department with microscope technology. If you want an appointment, you simply call them at 615-259-5100 or go on their website, jodyjonesdds.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-648-9175. 800-648-9175. 800-648-9175. That's 800-648-9175.
Thinking about buying a home or refinancing? Lori Burnett Leland at MortgageLadyUSA.com can help. Listen to what other folks are saying about their experience. John in Birmingham says, quote, Lori helped me walk through each stage of the loan process and ensured I was comfortable with every step we made. She shared her wealth of knowledge and fielded all of my questions regarding my very first home purchase. She's the best. With the power of USA Lending behind her and over 50 different bank options, Lori Burnett Leland wants to be your mortgage lady. Call her today at 615-969-4350 or visit MortgageLadyUSA.com. Equal housing opportunity, One Vantage Way, Nashville, Tennessee, NMLS number 1088591 and 45370. Licensed in Tennessee, Alabama, and Georgia.
The prodigal son of Nashville Sports Radio has returned. The George Plaster Show on Nashville Sports Radio.
The Preds have scored again. Victor Arvidsson on a 2-on-1 fast break nailed one from about 20 feet out. 4-0 Preds with 5 minutes left in the game. Tomorrow, we are not on the air because of Memphis Grizzlies NBA basketball. But, Watson, let me ask this question. Any chance you just come back with UC again?
I just think 2 days in a row. I mean, he's so hot. Yeah, it will be considered, but I'll bet you see Peckett tomorrow. And did they pull their goalie? Did you think about they might have been pulling their goalie to save him for tomorrow?
No, he got dinged up, concussion worry.
Oh, he got hurt?
Yeah. Terry, who do you start tomorrow?
Wow, good question. If Soros is not tired, I might go with him again, but it's good to have Pekka waiting in the wing.
Yeah. Okay, all of you have a great rest of the afternoon. Congrats to the Preds on a thoroughly dominating performance. 4 minutes left, 4-0 Predators. Johnny Ballpark Franks is coming up next.